98 FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size with Cooper and Luke.
Hey, it's Thursday's Big Breakfast Bite Size. How are you?
Oh, hi, didn't see you there.
Oh, yeah.
I'm trying to find out the average lap of a BMW M2 around Mandela. Because, Coop,
yeah,
we're going to bring little Suze down,
mm-hmm,
little Baba Suze, and give her a spin in one of them big cars and see what happens.
She's excited.
I'm only calling her little Baba Suze because she doesn't normally do this type of stuff.
No,
I'm not
she
trying
doesn't.
To belittle her. The last time she was in any type of a fast car or did anything like racy related was 3 years ago at Mondello in a Toyota Starlet.
Yeah, it was auto trial. Is that what that was called? Or it was something like that.
Yeah, in between the cones.
Yeah.
She was very good.
Yeah.
Like, end off, very good.
The screams coming out of her with the enjoyment. She's going to love it. Now, she did say to me, she goes, do I have to go fast?
No.
I said, no. Just you go as fast as you feel like you want to.
I'll just laugh at her, though, if she goes slow, obviously. But I can't wait to see the video of her. Because I remember in the video of 3 years ago, she said, just before she started, like, literally, puts it into gear, she goes, I should have gone to the toilet first. Like, she's naturally very funny.
Yeah.
So I look forward to seeing what she thinks of it. I think she's going to love it. But yeah, that should be fun. And then I think we should have some sort of prize for the fastest then. What do you think?
No.
Huh?
No.
Why not?
Because I know I'm not going to be the fastest.
You never know. You never know. You know, you shouldn't judge a book by its...
No, I know. It's like, I know that track. I know, like, I can do the track in my head.
All right.
And I know which parts of it scare me the most.
Which? Kink?
Yeah, the kink on the first S-bend. You know when you comment, yeah, where you feel like you're going to go over?
Over, yeah, that's kink.
And then when you come up to the big...
Left-hander.
Yeah. Down by the little shed there. Terrifies me. Because it's a shed where your man's waving saying, yeah, speed up,
race
you
marshal.
Can go faster.
If any race marshal is listening, he calls it the little shed.
Yeah, no, that terrifies me. I love the corner coming in before the straight though.
Oh my god, up over the hill.
Yeah,
that's so funny. When you're racing people at speed, when you get to that corner, you can't see it, but you know it's there, obviously. And so what'll happen is you'll get somebody so it's a right hand corner, so you get someone who goes on your right, and you have this weird moment of the two of you are barreling towards a hill, you can't see over it, you know there's a corner, and one of you has to turn right into the other person, and it's a game of chicken of who will break last. And so the rule of thumb is, as soon as he breaks, you break, because you're automatically outbraked him because he's already broken. But if you think about it, you'll go up over the hill and straight into the gravel.
And if you're going too fast, you'll end up in the wall.
Well, I don't think I got very close once in a Seat Cupra car. I went sideways into the wall, but I didn't actually hit it. But Jesus, yeah, it's a very funny. It just makes me think of actual race car drivers, how inhuman they are, how robotic they must be.
Yeah.
Because I don't understand how you can think that fast. I just don't get it. It's incredible.
It's like pod racers. You need to nearly have Jedi powers.
Yeah. You have to literally, you're not allowed to think. And you're not allowed to look either. So a race car driver, a Formula One,
with their eyes closed, yeah.
Your peripheral is more accurate in terms of the way that it processes information. If you look at a corner in a Formula One car, you're already too slow. So they won't look at the corner; they look to the next bit, and your peripheral picks up the corner and makes your body turn your arms. Well, it's like you're not even looking where you're going, really. Then, oh my god,
mad. Actually, if anybody's never gone to Mondello to do any of the experiences, just do it. It is brilliant fun. Even you haven't done the off-roading in Mondello, have you?
What's the off-road? What do you mean, the Jeep?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Where is that?
It's kind of like at the back, and they've built an off-road track, and you go through water and everything. It is so much fun. No,
it's a bit slow.
Yeah, but it's really good fun. Actually, the best off-roading I did was up the Dublin Mountains, and you get up to the top of some mountain, and there's like this rocky face, and he goes, right, just whack it in first there, take your feet off all pedals, and just let it work its way down the hill. It's like as if it's crawling down. But with the Formula One cars, just the evolution of them and how they look and everything, when I'm looking at it now, this bar that goes around the halo of the car, yeah, the one that's in the middle, is that position, so it's, you know the way if you have your finger on your nose and you can't really see it. Is it like that, do you reckon?
Well, you're,
can they see?
We were only just talking about this actually an hour ago. Your brain will delete information it doesn't need, so it can see your nose but it just doesn't need to, so it deletes it. But you can't, once you look, it's there. So the halo, it's supposed to just disappear, but it's so there. It's so prominent. There's a corner called En Rouge, and it goes up and down and to the left. So you look up to your right side to see it. But there's a fucking bar in the way. So people were like, how are they going to go up that corner? They can't see it. So it's crazy. But
what's
it's,
the reason for it?
So if you were to have a crash and a tire came off and it landed on your head, which it's happened and people have died, or a car lands on you, which has happened as well, it's supposed to protect your neck. So it's standard now in Formula One.
It's an anti-kill device.
Essentially, yeah. I mean, it's, a lot of people have died that way. Yeah. But everyone say, what if you flip the car? How the hell do you get out of it? And all this. So it's, there's pros and cons, but it's standard now.
Yeah. Do they still use that foam that just blows up around you to protect you?
No, well, we didn't have that. I don't think Formula One has that, because then you wouldn't be able to get out. But maybe they do have some race series. I've seen one for motorbikes. You used to be a biker.
Yeah. It comes out from a backpack.
Around your neck.
Yeah.
And down, yeah. That's mad. But would you not bounce if you imagine, right? You just missed the cliff. Yeah. And you get covered in foam, a ball, and you bounce off the cliff. Yeah.
I'm here. At least you'd float once you're the right way up. You'd be happy, yeah?
Once you're the right way up.
Actually, do you remember we were talking on the show? It was in traffic, so you probably won't hear it in the podcast, but we're talking about the M4 has been so bad with two collisions on it today, and it was backed up to nearly Kilcock. Like, that's mad miles. Coming in using the canal, because you said that they use the Thames and the River Thames and boat taxis and stuff. What do you reckon? How long did it take you to get in on the canal if you had like a little motorised canoe?
If you did it around Island Bridge, if you did it like where the zoo is, there's no locks, and you could race a car from there down the quays to wherever it is, I don't know, the convention centre or something, or the port. That would be a good race, because you're fighting faster speed but steadier pace.
So down the Liffey?
Yeah. So literally from, like, I used the apartments, I used to see people kayaking the whole time. I used to live there. And
so
no
motorised boat or actual paddle?
A kayak.
Okay.
It'd be horrible for the person in the kayak.
But it'd have to be done peak rush hour.
Yes. So what's faster, a kayak in the Liffey or a car in rush hour?
Are you up for it?
Who's doing what?
I'll do the kayak.
Will you?
Yeah. Or we get Suze.
Would you not be better at the car? Oh no, you don't do that. You know your shortcuts, but you don't.
I know my shortcuts, but like, you know,
wouldn't use a bus lane.
No,
either would I.
You're not allowed to use bus lanes.
Not allowed to.
No, but if it was a challenge, you can't use bus lanes. You have to stick to the rules.
Oh, the camera turned off there for a second. Oh, he's there! Yay! He's the bus. We try and organize that. Well, look, enjoy the best bits of the Big Breakfast. It's just like a small couple of bits of what we did today, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Subscribe. 98 FMs.
Right. So if I was going to be assassinated, right?
Yeah.
And the person that it wants to assassinate me is listening, you should take some notes. Because I go home from this work environment that we're in. It's like at the back of St. Stephen's Green. So it's called Diggs Lane. Don't know if you know these little cobblestones. And then I go down past the George, hang a left, go down past Christchurch Cathedral, take a right. After that, all the way down, I don't know what the name of the bloody thing is, but down to the Keys, essentially.
Mm-hmm.
All the way down to Keys. There we go. It's the Guinness on the left there now. That's very good. Past Euston Station. All the way down. Past Chapelizzi Bypass. Now, I've done that for, I don't know, years, right? That's my thing. That's where I go. It's where Google Maps has told me to go ages ago, so that's what I do. So I'm leaving work, and I see Cooper's leaving work around the same time. Someone's gone the wrong way around the car park, and you were making a face at them, which you totally should.
Yeah. Because they nearly crashed straight into you.
Did they?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't even see them. They looked very scared. I think they didn't know where they were.
They took my space then.
Did they? Yeah. Oh my God, arseholes. Anyway, so I saw you, and then I obviously got a massive head start because you weren't even in your car. And then somehow, when I got to the Chapelizzi Bypass, you were already ahead of me.
Yeah.
In the left lane, cruising with your glasses on, looking as happy as Larry. So my question to you, Stephen Cooper,
yes,
from 98FM's Big Breakfast,
hello,
is how the hell, with your driving style and my driving style, did you get ahead of me by the Chapelizzi Bypass? I have to know. It's killing me.
I grew up in this city. No. I know all the back roads.
There's no back roads, though. I've been looking
there. There is.
You see?
Yeah. Like, I'm on the keys before you even get to Christchurch.
No, you're not.
Yeah, I am.
I'm looking at a map here and I cannot for the life of me.
Before you even get, like, at City Hall at those lights, before you even get up there, I'm on the keys.
No, you're not.
Yeah.
We need, this needs to be tracked in real time, and then I need proof that you can do this.
And I even got delayed taking my little shortcut because of pedestrians, buses blocking the way, and also people parked on the road that I had to try and get by.
Do you go to Temple Bar down there? No,
maybe.
Before the Gaiety.
Yeah,
I knew it. How did your car fit down?
Not
that
the Gaiety, the Olympia.
Or the Olympia. Sorry, yeah. This is potato.
Yeah.
How did your car fit down that little space?
That's like a road that you can drive down.
Where people park and people walk on.
Yeah.
Because they think it's Temple Bar, like, walkway.
Yeah, it is. But it is one of the car routes. Yeah.
Well, he started saying he wouldn't tell me and I found it.
Or did you?
Oh, flip it.
Yeah.
I like this song because it makes me go up and down.
Ariana Grande. Fan of anything she does. Seven Rings on 98 FM.
98 FM's.
On me, love. Starly calling me on 98FM at 6:21 on the Big Breakfast with Cooper and Luke. Something that you made me aware of, which I'm kind of liking, which is Will Smith on YouTube and his YouTube channel and all the little challenges that he's doing, like jumping out of helicopters, doing bungee jumping and stuff. But there's a few things that he's doing which I'm not too keen on, and I don't think the movie industry are going to be keen on it either, because he's doing things that they would sell kind of after movies come out and a DVD comes out. There's extras and behind the scenes stuff. He's doing all the behind the scenes stuff and it's just gone up on YouTube for everyone for free.
I've seen lots of them. What bits behind the scenes?
Well, like Bad Boys.
The one I haven't watched. With the friends. It's like in the Friends caption is the thumbnail.
Yeah.
Cops or something. Yeah. That's cool.
Yeah, no, it is cool. It's nice to get that kind of insight in it, and it's like a lot of it's done on his phone and it's all kind of like personal and stuff, which is nice.
But then there's ones where he went on holidays, he's spent a fortune on videographers and drone footage and everything.
God, like it's a full production crew.
Oh, 100%.
It's mad. But there is Will Smith news, as you know, he's not going to be doing Suicide Squad 2 because he's not playing Deadshot. But did you hear who's going to be doing it?
Right. No. But is he like Will Smith?
As in an actor?
Yeah, is he similar? Or did they just go for another Will Smithian?
I think he's a better, got a wider range of acting skills.
Michael B. Jordan?
No.
Oh, damn it.
Idris Elba.
Well, he's too big. He's too chunky.
He can slim down.
I don't want him to, though. I love chunky Idris. See, that's mad.
Yeah, yeah. So, like, according to a Hollywood source, he is a strong contender to play Deadshot.
Sure, look, here you go. Stephen Cooper's a strong contender to play Deadshot. There you go.
No, I'm going to be Harlequin.
Are you?
Get me in those hot pants.
That's mad, yeah.
I like Will Smith, but there's movies that I don't like him in, like I didn't like him in Suicide Squad.
Aladdin?
I'm not keen on seeing Aladdin at all now.
No,
at all.
Not at all. You didn't like him in Suicide Squad?
No.
I thought he was very good.
I didn't like him at all. I think...
He tried very hard.
I think he tried too hard, but I think he was a bit too Fresh Princey.
Do you?
Yeah.
When he was shooting zombie things?
Apart from being... Like, I think his best movie as a series role was the one where he's in the zombie apocalypse.
Oh, yeah. I Am Legend.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Brilliant movie.
Excellent movie.
Yeah,
but I think it was a bit too semi-comical for him for Suicide Squad, which led him towards being a bit Fresh Princey.
Well, I bet you didn't think that at 6:24 you get a complete movie breakdown of Will Smith's character.
Yeah,
but anyway, you liked his YouTube channel.
Love it.
Oh, okay. I understood loneliness.
Cooper and Luke with 98FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size. 98FM.
Real My Life from Zara Larsson at 7:07. It's 98FM's Big Breakfast with Cooper and Luke. How's it going?
Good morning. So we kind of tend not to talk about Donald Trump too much because I get carried away. Coop does an impression of him. It kind of really just goes in a big circle.
We go down huge rabbit holes.
See?
Can't get out of them because we get small hands.
I watch a lot of late night chat show hosts on YouTube tearing them apart. Monologues and Last Week Tonight with John Oliver and Stephen Colbert and everything, because it's just so much material.
But this is quite funny because I think it actually, I definitely have done this. It's in my phone book right now. Have a listen to him talk about the CEO of Apple, whose name is Tim Cook.
Tim, you got to start doing it over here, and you really have. I mean, you've really put a big investment in our country. We appreciate it very much, Tim Apple. But we're opening it up. We have to bring people in. We want them to be people based on merit.
Hang on a second. Now, remember, his name is Tim Cook.
Tim Apple.
Hi. Tim Cook, Donald.
Tim Apple.
It's not. He works. He's the head of Apple. His name is Tim Cook.
Tim Apple.
But I've done that before. I mean, back when I was single, I used to save girls' names where I met them. You know, like Shauna Coppers. Oh, there's my Tinder master. You know, Tinder, Shauna Tinder.
Yeah.
Amy outside.
I suppose, like, so I've, like, Damo Bus, who's the 98FM Big Red bus driver. I've Kevin Taxi, I've Jared Jim, I've Michael Boss.
Jared Jim.
And the one that I shouldn't forget is I literally have Lisa, wife.
No, you don't.
I do.
No, you don't. Yeah. Just in case you forget.
Yeah.
That's hilarious. So we were wondering, right, because I think this is the thing, 0877 98 98 98, have you got your wife in as, like, Laura wife?
98FM's Big Breakfast.
I have a good reason for it,
but it's even worse if you have, like, Chloe bit on the side. So you don't get confused. 0877 98 98 98. I'm curious.
It's Illuminaires. Ho, hey. 98FM's Big Breakfast. Good morning.
Luke with 98FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size. 98FM.
Sure. Luminaires, ho hey on 98FM at 7:12 on the Big Breakfast.
So Donald Trump, President of the United States, things I never thought I'd say. He called the head of Apple, whose name is Tim Cook.
Tim Apple.
It's just not right. That's not the correct answer. So we asked you, have you got anything saved in your phone like that? And you have. You've loads. And I shouldn't have. I can't believe we didn't realise that this would all come in. This is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. The first 6, 7 texts were, my wife is in as don't answer. That sounds so obvious. Why didn't I think of that? I have my fiance in as boss.
Boss, yeah.
Just boss.
At least you realise it.
That's good. Yeah, the relationship is going to go well.
There's another one here. My wife is saved on my phone as the wife.
The wife.
I think it's sort of, I have a reason behind it.
Oh yeah, show us.
Lisa,
yeah.
It's so I can say.
So hang on, your missus, who's lovely.
Yeah.
Is in your phone as
Lisa, wife. The reason is so I can go, hey Siri, call me wife.
Nah, it's not. That's dodgy.
Oh, I'm not going to call her now because she...
No, I believe that's a thing, but yeah. There's something else going on there now, isn't there? We're all very suspicious of that. Well, but just me.
Yeah, just you.
That's cool. Well, thank you for your text. Play a bit of Westlife maybe on the way.
Westlife would be a good idea.
Yeah, written by Ed Sheeran, talking about hair not growing where it shouldn't be.
And having straight teeth.
Cooper and Luke with 98FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size. 98FM.
Westlife, hello, my love, on 98FM, it's 20 past 7. Good morning.
All right, let's do it, Coop. Let's talk about it, huh? Captain Marvel. Finally, about time, because I was getting sick of all of the, like, male-led Marvel movies. It's all the lads and...
Sure you were.
Captain America is beautiful and Thor is gorgeous. So there was talk of, like, a Black Widow standalone movie.
Oh, amazing.
With Scarlett Johansson. And she was all for that. And then Brie Lawson came in and completely stole her thunder and said, no, let's make a Captain Marvel movie. So, sort of, I think about, how do you describe her? She glows a lot. She's very, very strong. She's pretty cool. She used to be a pilot. And, like, an Air Force pilot. I can play a bit of the trailer. My... give you some sort of insight into what she's like.
We found you with no memory. We made you one of us so you could live longer, stronger, superior. You were reborn.
She's pretty cool. She's pretty powerful.
Okay.
She shoots plasma out of her arms, lads.
Oh, she does?
Yeah, man.
She's not from Earth, then.
Well, I don't want to give away too much of the plot, so I won't go into the specific details. But yeah, she's essentially from Earth, but it's about her backstory. But what is quite nice, though, even though the story of Captain Marvel is lovely, you get to go way back to the 90s to when S.H.I.E.L.D., which is when Samuel L. Jackson started the whole Avengers initiative. And you get to figure out, why did they call it Avengers? They go, what happened to his eye? What, you know, why the guy who died in the first Avengers movie, what was he like when he was younger? So they use a lot of CGI to make everybody look younger. But it's really, really good.
I know Elizabeth, my daughter, is mad to see this movie this weekend. It's out tomorrow.
Yeah.
She has one question for you.
Okay.
Which is very important, she thinks, for the follow-up to Avengers, which would be the next one.
Oh, God.
Can... and this
Endgame,
is her,
Avengers Endgame. You're
talking, yeah. So this is her theory.
Okay.
Right? Can Captain Marvel time travel?
Elizabeth, if you're listening, you're probably not asleep because you're a child. No. But she can fly really, really fast. All right, that's all I'll say.
There goes her theory then.
It's out this weekend. Make sure you have a look at it. It's good. It's good. It's very good.
Cooper and Luke with 98FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size.
98FM. Five questions. €500.
It's time to play 98FM's Greedy Guts.
I'm going to be playing with a guy who has a job that I could not do. Isn't that right, Ian? I couldn't be up that height. You're a scaffolder, aren't you?
I am indeed. That's not too bad, lads, in fairness, though.
Oh, man. They're doing the hotel across the road here. It's the old break for the border, and the lad's doing the scaffolding. My heart is in my mouth watching them. Oh, my God. It's like, somebody strap him onto something so he doesn't die.
Yeah.
Ian, have you ever fallen off a scaffolding?
Not yet. Thank God.
I was on one, right? So we were only one floor up, but the little peg that goes inside pinged off, and the whole thing very slowly just went into the garden. But the mad thing is, we were up four stories like 2 hours beforehand. Imagine that. Oh, sorry. Anyway,
not worth thinking about.
It's a dangerous job you have there, Ian. Fair play to you.
Ian, do you know the rules for 98FM's Greedy Guts?
I do indeed. I do.
All right. Okay. You ready to play?
I think so.
All right. Five questions. €500. Get one wrong,
I'm gone.
Yeah. You got there, Ian. We'll give it to him. Come on. Yes.
€25.
Best of luck, Ian.
Thanks, Doug.
How many days in Lent?
God.
Would you like some sort of clue if you're really struggling, even though it's only the first question?
Yeah, I know. This is really embarrassing, isn't it?
A little bit. It's okay, though. I didn't know it.
See, I don't give up anything for Lent, so I don't know.
I don't blame you. It's more than 30 and less than 50.
40?
What'd you say? What was it?
40.
Jeez,
that wasn't bad.
Yeah,
it's alright.
If you're not into it, then you don't know anything about it. It's like, you know, Modern Family on TV. You know, if you don't watch it, you don't follow it. If you don't do Lent, you don't know it.
Yeah.
It's around. Don't worry about it. Don't feel bad.
Yeah. You have 25 quid, just about. So do you want to go now with the 25? You know?
Maybe.
Quit while you're ahead.
I'll play on. I have to redeem myself after that one.
€50.
Winterfell and King's Landing are places in what TV show?
Game of Thrones.
Good man. Are you into it?
I am, yeah. Can't wait for it to come back now.
I'm telling you.
You got €50. What are you going to do? Go on to question three for 100. Double that cash.
Yeah, we'll go on,
You're right.
€100.
This is a bit of a mad answer. Never mind mad question.
Right.
Because I can't flipping believe it, but sure, look, that's the times that we live in and the world that we're in. For €100, which Aunt Ian hears from Kildare, he's a scaffolder. He's a daredevil, so he is. €100. Who did Forbes name as the world's youngest self-made, in inverted commas, billionaire?
Oh, that was Kylie Jenner, wasn't it?
It pains me to say it.
Yeah, it's been mad, alright.
Self-made. Would you stop? Your sister made a video and you flipping jumped on the back of it.
Yeah.
You're doing alright now. Plain sailing, you're climbing that scaffolding, no bother to you. You got €100. Next question is worth €250. If you get it right, the cash is yours. Mm. If you get it wrong, you're gone.
Are we getting much harder here, lads? Yeah.
Well, as the game progresses, it does get harder, but you found the first question the hardest, so you could be some enigma. I don't know, maybe.
Yeah, so maybe I'm going the opposite way.
Maybe a little bit. What do you think, Ian?
Yeah, we'll go again. Go on.
All right, cool.
€250.
On the Ian. Are the lads there with you outside?
No, I'm on my own today.
Ah, the Baba. Why are you on your own?
Because I'm going down to Offaly to sign a tag and then I'm going back up to meet them.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
I believe you.
Millions wouldn't.
For €250, it's a Dublin question. And if you were listening to the show last week, you would have heard the answer. But what Dublin hill is best known as the Hellfire Club?
I've never been up there or anything, but...
That's lovely. I'll give you a clue. It begins with M.
Begins with M?
Yeah.
No, I'm gone.
Oh, you're not good, are you? Oh, you got that, Jason.
That's the days of being from Killarney.
The accent was... I was like, oh no, he's not going to get it. Mount Pellier Hill. It was hard, yeah. Because everybody just calls it the Hellfire Club.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why we call it, isn't it?
Well, enjoy awfully.
Yeah. Great.
A lovely place to go and then leave immediately. Have fun there. Thank you for playing, Ian.
Right, go on, lad. Thanks.
Good to see you. Bye. Jesus.
That was a tough one. I never knew it was called Montpellier Hill.
Did you not?
No.
I thought you said it last week.
Definitely not.
No, definitely not.
No.
I love the way it's like, I'm distancing myself from that completely. coming up, it's a very special day today. World Book Day. And all the kids are dressing up as their characters from their books and everything. We want to know what you're dressing up as.
It's Destiny's Child Survivor in 98FM's Big Breakfast. 98FM's
Big Breakfast. It's a big day. Big day today. World Book Day. Always very important to read. No matter what age you are. Sure, you can go to the cinema and look at things. But it's better to use your imagination. To read things and be transported to another world using your own brain. Not somebody else, not like James Cameron, Steven Spielberg. Use your own head. And, you know, people are encouraging all the kids to dress up. So there's loads of people. Everyone's already sending in pictures of what you're dressed as.
So is this dressing up as your favourite character in a book?
Yeah. Some of these are mad. And they're all homemade, which is encouraging because, weirdly enough, I saw a statistic there yesterday that claimed that parents spend more on their costumes for their kids on World Book Day than books. They're for their kids.
What?
Which is just terrifying.
That's
it's so bizarre on so many levels.
It's so 2019,
isn't it? Yeah. Thank you so much for all of the WhatsApp so far. David86 from Blanchestown, you are Captain Underpants.
Yes,
you got the cape going and everything. That's cool.
Your mum's not going to let you out of the house.
Yeah, he's going skill. this is brilliant. We got WhatsApp on in here as well. Give it to me.
Hi.
Hiya.
I'm dressed up as Spider-Man, and I have cobwebs. And so, I hope you like my Spider-Man face. Bye.
Bye. I love how excited you got.
Amazing.
Homemade costume today, Banana Man, and one preteen who wanted to go in his jammies. I don't know who Banana Man is, but he looks... Oh, he's got banana skins all over his waist. That's what they are.
Banana skin was a superhero.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, Kevin used to eat a banana and turn into a banana man.
What?
Yeah.
That's see, books, man. They're flipping.
Should start reading more.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Cooper and Luke with 98FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size. 98FM.
Don't call me up. Mabel, don't call me up on 98FM. This is the Big Breakfast with Cooper and Luke at 8:26.
Happy World Book Day, everybody. Thank you so much for all the pictures and all the WhatsApps like this one.
My name is Shabelle and I'm not going to be dressing up today, but I'm going to be dressing up at the end of the month and I'll be dressing up as someone from Harry Potter. Not a boy, but a girl.
Nah, not a boy, but a girl. Okay. There's loads
of girls in Harry Potter.
Hermione and everything. There's loads of pictures. I think this is a genie. The little girl is dressed as a genie. And the picture is all in black and white, but she's in colour. That's cool. Thanks for sending that in. But there's loads here. You got a text. There was someone in text there as well. McConnell Boyd, you're dressed up as the Gruffalo Super Finger and Billionaire Boy. What the hell is that?
Super Finger?
And Billionaire Boy.
I don't know. Billionaire Boy.
That's
not David Williams, is it?
It sounds incredible.
Yeah.
I love the Gruffalo. It's a really good series of books.
I would probably pick a character from a Roald Dahl book if I was going.
Yeah? BFG maybe or something?
Huh?
BFG?
BFG, I wouldn't pull off BFG, I'm not tall enough. I reckon it just goes James from the Giant Peach. Dressed as I am, just saying James, and I'm living in a big giant peach.
Harley is Harry Potter. Thank you so much for your WhatsApp as well. And then just picking somebody random. I'm just going to push this little button here. Evie, you went as Winnie the Witch. You sent us in a picture as well. Congratulations. We're going to send you to go see Frozen, which is in Retro Drive-In Movies.
That's going to be nice, isn't it?
That's a really nice treat. The whole family in the car singing Lunch of Frozen.
Boom.
It's DJ Snake, Let Me Love You on 98FM. We have a traffic update for you straight after this.
98FM's Big Breakfast.
The 9:15 Mystery Machine.
98FM.
Hi and welcome. If this is your first time listening to the show, you will not have a clue what's going to happen in the next couple of minutes. And to be honest with you, either do we, because it's a mystery. It's a mystery machine. Suze is here. She's sort of the captain of the ship.
Ahoy.
Sorry, you scared me with that. Mm-hmm. Popped out from under the screen. ahoy. So if you can, steer the rudder, port to midside, whatever,
all right,
whatever
yeah,
you want to do.
Yeah, I'll steer that rudder. Go on.
Sorry.
Oh, yes. One of my favourites. It's Heads or Tails. If you haven't heard Heads or Tails before, this is where we've taken some headlines from around the world. Or are they? The Mystery Machine could have made them up.
Right.
You have to figure out which is which, if it's a head or a tail.
I get you.
Cool. Can I go first?
You can, yes.
Do we have a news reader?
We don't. Button? I've given the news reader the day off, so I'm going to do this live, so prepare yourselves for it.
Cool. Give you a countdown. 3, 2...
Man has to walk backwards everywhere for a year after losing bet.
I've heard of some ridiculous bets. I know there was a man who lost a bet and he had to get breast implants.
Whoa!
Yeah.
That story took a real turn.
So like, this isn't as ridiculous as that, so I think it's a head.
It's a tail.
Oh. Was the breast thing a tail?
No, it was real.
Those were, yeah.
That's a horrible
forfeit.
Keep
for a year.
Oh, he got rid of it? Oh, yeah. Stop. That's not real.
Mad.
It? Anyway, that should have been your head to tail. Sue's next one, yeah?
Go for it. Farting passenger forces plane to make emergency landing.
Definitely. Oh, it's a fire hazard. All the methane and the...
Is
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
I had to write an apology letter.
Yeah. It goes up into the vents. And
to your wife.
The clogs up all the stuff. So, defo, 100%.
It is a headline.
Oh, wow.
It's not for the reasons you think, though. It's not for this fire hazard that you've come up with. It's actually the passenger just kept breaking wind. So the passenger beside him started a fight with him.
Oh,
and it was a brawl on board.
No
so they
way.
Had to land the plane.
Brawls on planes are always so awkward because there's no room.
No
you can't
room,
throw a punch because
no.
you'd knock all the luggage out.
And there's always the people just sitting there pretending it's not happening, reading their book.
Yeah, yeah.
Even though it's right beside them.
And then Luke filming it.
Yeah.
Hell yeah, he makes some money off that. Right, final one.
Woman claims wind blew cocaine into her purse.
Up her nose.
The wind blew it.
Hey, it happens. Powdery substances can fly off. You're measuring your flour.
God knows what the wind is carrying.
Out in the garden. They did a survey about the amount of cocaine on money and it's actually incredibly high.
Yeah, big percentage,
I think.
I'm going to say this ahead.
It's a headline.
Oh, well done.
Yeah, it happened in Florida because she got stopped by the police while she was driving.
Right.
And they searched her and they found it in her wallet and she claimed, oh, it's a windy day. The wind blew it in there.
Was it a bag of it? Or a bit of it?
I was just a bit dust.
All right.
98FM's Big Breakfast.
The wind blew it in and wrote my name on it.
So many questions.
Got music on the way from Coldplay, an absolute gem of a tune from them, Charlie Brown.
And we got a bit of gossip then in about 11 minutes. Find out just how successful was Derry Girl.
98FM's 98FM's Gossip, according to Luke.
Here we go.
With itsforwomen.ie, where over 130,000 women in Ireland found their perfect car insurance partner.
Massive fans of Game of Thrones in here. Obviously, can't wait for it to come back for the final season, and then the prequel, and then the movie, and then the merchandise. Oh, for God's sake, let it die. But what is quite interesting is that the writer, George R. R. Martin, has said that he thinks Donald Trump mirrors King Joffrey, who was that mental king played by an Irish actor, this like young teenager kid who was just really, really horrible, kind of evil. And because it's the new season now, all the actors are doing like all the press tour and everything. And he was on Stephen Colbert, El Kit Harrington, and he says, I've got this theory that we skewed the political landscape. I feel that certain political figures have tried to emulate Joffrey, and things went a little bit wrong. Who was he talking about? Huh? Who could he possibly be talking about? He's talking about Donald Trump. From that to Derry Girls. This is cool. Season 2. Everybody's talking about it. Like, it's all over social media. Whenever it's on, it's like, bing! And a massive amount of people are tuning into it as well. It's not just watching it on social media. 1.8 million people tuned in for the first episode of the second series, which is on Channel 4. It's based in Northern Ireland and around the Troubles, and it's just really, really funny, really well written.
I've only seen a couple of episodes of it, and it is brilliant.
No, really good. Yeah, and finally, obviously, we are sometimes influenced by producer Suze's decisions, because she was like the brain of the Big Breakfast, and she loves Hozier. She got sent out like a record by Hozier, his new one, the EP, and like I took a picture of her. You can see it on Twitter. She's the happiest I've ever seen her. Like, she recently got engaged. She wasn't that happy, like, which is ridiculous.
No.
So she sort of kind of gives me Hozier news every day, but this is quite nice. This is him singing in the New York subway. It's really nice because this is just recorded on a phone, but it sounds, again, like his voice is just pitch perfect. Hear the clapping in the background there.
Yeah.
Can you try and copy it?
No.
He's doing it. He's doing it. really good. This is our Wasteland Baby is the name of the album, and it's really, really good. Quite like it. So, that was the gossip according to Luke. You can now, right, not before, but now you can all go on. 98 FM's
Big Breakfast. Key West, All My Mistakes on 98 FM. It's 25 to 10. It's the Big Breakfast. Good morning.
Dun, dun. Good part of the show now, because we let Suze go. We let the reins go, and she just goes to town. It's whatever she wants to do. She talks about something from a part of the world that we've no clue what she's about to say, and then we pick a song that you have suggested based on her story.
Yeah, I could do anything here.
You do sometimes. You've done some flipping weird ones.
But today's kind of weird as well. We're going over to the UK for this story. So the Cambridgeshire Police have had to issue a warning to people about misusing the emergency line. So we know that they're there to take calls for serious problems. They will try and get dispatch people out as soon as possible, but they need the lines free for people ringing with real problems. So they don't want fake phone calls, fake emergencies, that kind of thing. And it's happening very often that they decided to release one of the recordings from a phone call that they got at 3 a.m. one night. So in the middle of the night, the phone rings in the centre, and they answer and they ask, what's the emergency? And your man has a specific problem about David Beckham, and he's worried about Dave Beckham.
Oh.
And it's actually to do with the fact that Dave Beckham, his life has been quite impacted since he's found fame. He can't do normal things, and it was very specific thing he was worried about. Dave Beckham, have a listen.
I can walk down the show and get Tom Bacon thing. He can't do that. So all his fame and fortune has brought him nothing.
Oh, okay, so why have you called the police?
Well, I'm just informing you that.
So it sounds like he had a bit of an epiphany at 3 a.m. in the morning.
He had a few epiphanies.
He thought, my God, like, you can be as famous as you like, but if you can't run down to the local shop and buy your corned beef or your bottle of milk, what is the point?
Jeez, I actually now, I've never realised that poor David Beckham can't buy processed meat sandwiches.
Yeah.
Like, how does he get through life now?
It's not worth it. Why would you bother being a world-class footballer if you can't do that?
Yeah.
The dispatcher was actually very nice to him off the end. He said, look, I think what you need to do is go to bed, get some sleep, 3 a.m, and let us deal with actual problems.
Oh.
So we'll start off the song suggestion. Send them in if you've got a good one. I'm going to go with Call On Me.
Is that music video?
Oh, stop that.
98 FM's Big Breakfast.
So what song are you going to choose? Text or WhatsApp 0877 98 98 98, whether it be corned beef related or David Beckham related.
You got about 5 minutes. We'll play Ava Max, Sweep a Psycho on the Big Breakfast. It's 9:38 now.
Cooper and Luke with 98 FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size.
98 FM. Snow Patrol, Take Back the City. This is 98 FM's Big Breakfast with Cooper and Luke. It's 9:49.
And we just got to get a quick recap there from producer Suze telling us about some mad joke in England.
Yeah, the police in Cambridgeshire had to issue a warning to people to not waste time ringing the emergency services for ridiculous reasons. This particular ridiculous reason was someone that was particularly concerned about David Beckham and his lifestyle and the fact that he can't go to the local shop and buy corned beef because he'd just be inundated with fans and autograph hunters.
So bizarre.
So weird.
Awa in Black Rock, you say, how about Mika, relax, take it easy? For your man to relax maybe and don't mind it? I don't get the references. Mm. It's a loose link, as we call it here at 98FM, don't we?
Oh, we like them, though.
Do we? Okay, cool. Oh, this is a great song suggestion from Brian. He says, because he called the police. Like that. Like that. I got the winner here, Coop. Do you want the name?
Yes, please.
Mark Stamper.
Sounds like a rugby player. Good Charlotte, lifestyles of the rich and famous. Can't be walking down the shops getting corned beef sandwiches. It's 98FM, one more tune. Good morning.
Cooper and Luke with 98FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size. 98FM.